Welcome to Murder with the Misses. I'm Darren.
And I'm Amy. And today we're going to tell you about Jody Riley Wilson. Let me tell you what happened. That's my tagline for this one. It's kind of like a what had happened was situation, and you'll see why. We're talking about Jody today. She was 23 years old, fun, had good energy, and one of those contagious laughs that no matter what she was laughing about, you laugh too, because of just her laugh. Her father was the mayor at one point and was active as local councilman in Roxbury Township in New Jersey, which has about 30,000 people. While she was living in New Jersey, she went through a bad breakup and wasn't too happy. She was talking to family members who live here in Oklahoma, and that family member told her, maybe it's time to move down here for a change of lifestyle. And I'm talking about a change in lifestyle because she ended up taking that advice and moving to Wister, Oklahoma, which has a population of about 1,100 people and is close to the Arkansas state line.
Yeah, life is a lot slower here, and she was living a completely different life and around, you know, completely different people than she was used to.
Oh, yeah, big change. But just a couple of months after moving to Oklahoma, she started telling friends and family that she had met someone. They were going on awesome dates, which maybe they were heading into Fort Smith, because in a town like that that's that small, I doubt there was much of a nightlife. It was good enough for her, though, because everyone said she was super into him. She had moved here in December, and she started telling people that she was getting married by May. When things move that quickly, people start the rumor mill. And sure enough, they were right. Jody was pregnant. A couple of days before her wedding, she was at a bar with her friend Lisa and some other friends. They'd only been there for a few minutes before a set of car keys came flying at them, hitting pregnant Jody in the back of the head. Lisa jumped up, ready to throw hands, when her friend grabbed her arm and said, "Don't get involved." The person who threw the keys was Beau, her soon-to-be groom. Donald Lee Bocephus Wilson, who everyone called Beau, of course. Jody swore Lisa to secrecy, asking her not to tell anyone about the incident. Jody was trying to make things work with Beau so that their baby would have a loving home. Not sure how loving Beau can be if he's chucking keys at his pregnant wife from behind. Sounds a little chicken shit.
But they got married, and 4 months later, she gave birth to their daughter, Annabelle.
So cute. People say that she was a natural mother. Lisa said, "Jody was the best mom. She fell right into it. She was a natural." On May 5th of 2009, Jody called all of her people and told them that she'd lost her phone and was using Beau's phone. This was on a Tuesday, and she told everyone that her, Annabelle, Beau, and his parents, who are Kathy and Jerry Wilson, would be going to New Mexico on Thursday for a funeral. On Wednesday, Jody's mom, Stacy, sent her an email. More on Thursday and Friday. But when she didn't get any responses, Stacy called Beau. He said that they had actually decided to go ahead and leave for New Mexico on Tuesday night. Stacy called Beau again on Saturday while they were driving back home, and he said he was on his way back from New Mexico, and as soon as he got back, he would let them know what was going on. Now, this is how they found out that Jody did not actually go on that trip. She had stayed home to work. But Annabelle, just 3.5 months old at the time, was with Beau, Kathy, and Jerry. And that struck her parents as odd. She wouldn't let them take the baby, that young, away on a long trip without her.
The Wilsons get home on Saturday and say that Jody wasn't home. The dogs weren't fed, and, you know, there was a box outside that had been delivered, and it was soaking wet from the rain.
Right, so it had been there for a minute. Now, inside that box was a locket that said Mom on it, that Jody's mom had sent her for her first Mother's Day, which was to be on Sunday. This is when her parents knew that something wasn't right. Beau did file a missing persons report that night, and Jody's parents also filed a missing persons report from New Jersey. Her dad, James, flew to Oklahoma on Sunday. He landed and went immediately to the Wister police station, and Beau was there. Her friends held out hope that Jody would be turning up, as how this would be her first Mother's Day. What everyone was unaware of was that on Friday, a paraglider was flying over Poteau Mountain, roughly 15 miles away, and saw something strange on top of it. It turns out that it was a body that had been wrapped in trash bags and dumped there based on the drag marks in the grass around the body. So while at the police station on Sunday, an OSB officer, which is the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations, came in and told them that in the last 2 days, they had been able to identify the body as Jody using dental records. Because of the weather, the location, and the body being wrapped in trash bags, the decomposition was already too far advanced for them to be able to identify her by facial features and things like that.
James had to call Stacy and tell her that had to be one of the hardest, you know, things he ever had to do in his life.
Yeah, because you got to think that's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And so he's having to call his wife and tell her that their daughter is gone.
Yeah, that would suck.
Ugh. And Stacy would go on to say that Mother's Day has never been the same since. I can understand why. A cause of death could not be determined because of that decomp, but it was treated as a suspicious death, luckily, since it was wrapped in trash bags and obviously drugged to the spot where she was found. That's obviously not something that she could have done on her own volition. And it looks like someone was trying to hide her body since it was way up on top of the mountain at the end of a dirt road. The suspicious death of a mayor's daughter caught the attention of New Jersey reporter Abbott Kulloff. He talked to the family, but they had no answers as to all the weird circumstances heading up to that weekend. He found out from her friends that Jody had been feeling homesick lately and was actually planning to bring Annabelle to New Jersey for a visit with family and friends there. It was just too quiet in Oklahoma for her. Lisa said that ever since the incident at the bar with the keys, she had made it a point to make sure that Jody knew she could always come back home to New Jersey. Jody, however, was concerned about how to go about that and what her rights would be regarding Annabelle. Because, you know, taking a baby from one state to another and leaving the father, like, how's the logistics work for that? A month after that body was found, Jody's car was finally located. It was over 100 miles away in Henrietta in a Pig Out Palace restaurant parking lot. Now, I couldn't believe that there was actually a restaurant called that. It sounds like something out of a National Lampoon movie. But it is a real place.
Yeah, no, it is a place. I've eaten there before. And, you know, of course, it's closed now, probably for good reason. But, God. I mean, because when you look at it from the highway, it has a big pig on there and everything. So you automatically think barbecue.
Barbecue, yeah, from where we are.
No, it's a buffet.
So it's basically just...
It's like a cheaper Golden Corral.
Okay, okay. But it's real. It was real.
It was a real deal. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I took some workers there. Some guys that I worked with, they was like, hey, let's pull in there. Maybe they got some good barbecue. We walked in. I was like, this is not a barbecue place. And was Baz, I'm from Oklahoma. So, you know, me, I was like, all right, yeah, it's definitely possible. And I didn't know about this place. So, you know, when they pointed it out, I was like, all right, yeah, let's try it out. And nope.
Lies.
Nope, never went back.
You lied to them.
I didn't lie to him.
They trusted you.
Yeah, well, you guys picked it.
Ah, rude.
Yeah.
Now, when they found the car, keys were in the ignition, and the doors were even unlocked.
The police never revealed what they found in the car, or if anything. And as we have a lot to say in these cases, the case went cold.
Always. On the 8th anniversary of Judy's death, reporter Abbott decided to check in for any updates on the case. Beau was now a preacher who had remarried and had moved to another town. But when the reporter talked to him on the phone and said he wanted to talk about the case, Beau said okay, but then hung up on Abbott. He then changed his phone number so that the reporter couldn't call him anymore. Beau's dad, Jerry, had threatened to kill someone in a Worcester restaurant while brandishing a knife in 2013, but he got a suspended sentence. Beau's mom, Kathy, threw Jerry out of the house on May 2nd, 2017, saying he threatened to kill her with a knife. Sounds like Jerry has a specific weapon of choice, if you ask me. 3 days after that, Abbott posted the parts of the story he had so far online. A few months later, he called Jerry and left a message saying that he had just written the story and he wanted to talk to him about that night. Jerry called back and had a lot to say.
He consented to be recorded and then let it all out. He started by saying, let me tell you what happened.
That's where I got my tagline. Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. So what happened was, according to Jerry, on that Tuesday night, Kathy and Beau left the house, leaving Annabelle with him. They said they would be back in a few minutes, but they were gone for 4 or 5 hours. Kathy came back into the house and went to digging around in the closet. Jerry asked what she was doing, of course, and she said, "I'm fixing to haul off this body." She left again, then came back saying, we gotta go, get on the road. And they left for New Mexico sometime around midnight or after. Jerry didn't know an exact time. They even took Kathy's pet possum with them. Now Jerry, Kathy, Annabelle, and the possum got in their car and headed out. They drive out to the Pig Out Palace restaurant when Beau got in the car with them. Jerry asked, "Why is Jody's car up here?" And Beau said Jody would be up there in the morning to pick it up. Once Jody's body was found, Jerry asked Beau about that, and he just said, "I don't know." After a few years of Jerry asking, Beau finally told him what happened. Jerry said that Beau had been planning on killing Jody for several days, or maybe even weeks, before it happened. She wanted to take that trip to New Jersey with the baby to visit her parents, and Beau didn't want her to go. He was afraid that she would go and not come back. So he said, "Yeah, I put a bag over her head and I smothered her to death. And then we put her in up on the mountain." The "we" he's talking about is Beau and Kathy, in case you hadn't put that together.
So is Kathy his mom?
Yep. Jerry doesn't think that Kathy helped with the killing part, but she was there and helped afterward. They put Jody's body in the back of Jody's car, drove it up to Poteau Mountain on that dirt road, then carried, drug her body to the location, even though they thought it would be undetectable, because, I mean, it's up on top of a mountain, had it not been for that pesky paraglider.
Jerry said that he had told this story to the police months before telling the reporter. In fact, he told them the day that he had to leave his and Kathy's house.
Yeah, there was a lot of issues with the timing of telling the story. He keeps the secret for years, but then comes out the day he gets kicked out of the house. That's suspicious to the cops. And they have to entertain the idea that he was making it up as payback or trying to get Kathy in trouble to where she would have to leave the house and maybe he could go home. But this is usually when secrets come out. Like, "You don't want to be with me anymore? Well, I don't have to keep your secret anymore." So the question then becomes, if the police had known this version of the story for months now, why hasn't anything been done? Turns out, they had been working on the case. A lot of times, authorities will keep cases outside of the public eye to keep their movements under wraps. The last thing you want is someone to get tipped off that they're hot on your trail and give you time to run. They want you nice and comfortable, so you're less suspecting of being taken down. As much as they can, anyway. They had secured a warrant for DNA samples from Beau and Kathy pertaining to the homicide of Jody Riley Wilson. That's what it said on them. The affidavit said that they were looking for a comparison to evidence found in the car. They got their DNA samples, and then about a week later, arrested Beau and Kathy. Beau was charged with first-degree murder, and Kathy was charged with accessory after the fact.
Jody's parents were given temporary guardianship that turned into a permanent guardianship, so she is there with them in New Jersey now.
Yeah, she's been there ever since, yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, Beau's trial was set to start January 28th of 2019, but he got his charges reduced. He pled no contest to second-degree murder and unlawful disposal of a body. A judge found him guilty, and he was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 15 years probation for the murder charge, and 5 years in prison for the disposal of the body charge. Jody's friend Lisa said, "It doesn't exactly feel like justice has been served. We've waited 9.5 years for justice, and he's going to be out in less than that. I'd rather him be sitting in jail for 20 years thinking about what he did." She was probably really pissed when they found out that his plea agreement did allow for time served. So while he went into prison in April of 2019, he was discharged in December of 2021, meaning he got a whopping 2.5 years. Do we need to go into the tragedy that is our judicial system, or is everyone pretty much on the same page? You get a lighter sentence for murdering your wife the mother of your child, trying to hide her body on top of a mountain and lying about it for almost 10 years than if you just robbed a bank. You get a lot of time for that. But 2 years for murdering someone, you got to make it make sense to me. And it just keeps going. Kathy pled no contest on reduced charges too. She was found guilty of obstructing a police officer in the discharge of his or her duties, which is a misdemeanor. She was sentenced to a year in prison, but with credit for time served, she was released, like, right then. So basically, they both got nothing for murdering someone and covering it up all those years. He didn't even try to tell some wild story of self-defense or that she fell accidentally and he freaked out not knowing what to do with her body. We've heard so many dumb stories from people who killed someone when they're trying to save their own hide. But he just straight up said that he didn't want her to go see her family, if Jerry's story is true. I imagine this may have been an abusive relationship based on the Keys incident, which also usually has a possessive component, which would explain why he didn't want her leaving, even just for a few days. And that's pure speculation on my part, but I don't think it's too far-fetched. And here's the problems I have with old Jerry's story. Why did he not question that they said that they were going to get rid of a body? Is this some type of common occurrence at their house? I'm going to haul off a dead body. Cool, I'll start dinner. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
If I came in and told you, hey, I'm going to haul off this body, would you be like, all right, deuces?
I'm like, wait, what?
You're going to do what? What kind of body? Yeah. Human body?
Oh, wait a minute, huh?
There'd be some questions.
Yeah.
And he didn't question that she was letting him take a very small baby out of state without her. Like, that's another thing I would have questioned. A 3.5-month-old baby and you're going to drive her across multiple states?
Yeah.
Negative. He didn't think it was odd that Bo obviously drove Jody's car over 100 miles away and was like, oh, she'll come get it in the morning. How? How's she supposed to come get it?
She went on a hike.
Oh my God, here we go. And I love my mom, and I know that she would do anything for me. But if I was ever in a position where I needed to move a body, she would not be the first person I went to. Neither one of us are exactly hitting the weights every day or mainlining protein shakes. I would think someone more inclined to be able to carry the weight in a mountain terrain would be a better choice. I mean, Jerry wasn't in the best shape, but Mom was small. Why was she his go-to person for this?
Man, you know, this was Wister, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's in Wister.
Oh, my beer.
I've never been to Wister, but it's small, and we're used to small, but still. Nope, we're not going to talk shit on Wister. Nope. We love you, Wister. You and your banjos just stay down there. I'm just kidding. Now, the cops, if they had DNA evidence in this car, why did they not test it sooner against Bo? The common person that is first questioned in a disappearance or suspicious death is the significant other. That's common knowledge. Plus, he was the last person to see her alive. Why wait 9 years? Did they initially ask him for a voluntary sample and he said no? Red flag. I don't know that they would have had any trouble getting a warrant back when the murder happened for his DNA, so I'm confused.
You know, and that's what I don't get is, like, why such a light sentence?
Very light. It was so light.
On both of them. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, she basically spent a little while in county and then they let her out.
That doesn't matter. I mean, that was, you helped.
She helped and then she helped cover it up and then she helped keep the secret.
Yeah. And I mean, and then him, he actually did just because he didn't want her going to, I mean, fuck, if you don't, if you're afraid that they might not come, go with them.
If you're afraid they're not going to come back, you're obviously not in a good enough relationship to stay in the relationship.
But
just
I mean,
leave.
Go to New Jersey with them and let them have the time of their life. And maybe that or Terry will be like, oh, well, you know, he's not such a bad guy.
A lot of people do make comment on the stark contrast between these two families. Because, like, you've got the mayor of this township in New Jersey who's, you know, they're well-dressed. They're well.
Was Jerry the mayor of Wister?
No, that's the problem. They were more like the banjo players that you were talking about earlier. So a lot of people have made that comparison.
Oh, I wish I had banjos on my little soundboard.
You don't need banjos on the soundbar. No, we're good. Anyway. We're good. But that's it. So that's where we're at on this case.
Yeah, Wister, Oklahoma is definitely, it's backwoods
area. Well, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is.
It's over by the Arkansas line.
Yeah, it's like over, like Huebner.
It is, actually. Yeah, I saw that on the map. But yeah. Darren spent a lot of time in Huebner, so he would be the guy to know.
Yeah, it's out there.
Okay, okay. Well, either way, I guess they're considering this solved, and everybody's moved on about their lives, except Jody's family.
Well, it might be solved, but, you know, it wasn't, they didn't get enough time.
It wasn't justice.
No, it was not justice at all.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this one. Catch us on the next one.
Bye.